We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We're here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
This is Slicko, your host. With me today for episode 1-2, I think it is, of BaseNet Radio is Morbid, Silent Slade, DMAT, and the super pimp man himself, Kilrothy.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
As you know, we can have multiple sections to this show. We have more than enough sections to easily fill a show, but most with no content. We are always interested in ideas for other sections, hopefully some that can be filled with content, pretty much effortlessly, like news. Well, if you have an idea, send it over to basenet@slickzero.net, and any reproduction or retransmission of this material is...
encouraged!
And that's why this MP3 is available for download on our website, basenet.slickzero.net. Anyhow, I guess it's about time for our first section. Everybody's had... honestly, it's giving the thumbs up, so I guess that's true.
Go for it, man. Go for it.
Will do.
Which one are we going with first?
Don't fucking know.
I don't know. Let's find out. Let's let the music tell us. I guess that means email, right?
And comments.
Yes. If you get this off Hacker Media or something, just post a comment on there, and we'll be able to read it as well.
And from now on, any tiny URLs or important URLs that I have, I'm gonna try to post on there whenever I get a chance. So, if you want to find out what the fuck we're talking about, you can check there, and hopefully maybe the blog, if we get around to doing that. We haven't updated that in, like, eons.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Come on.
Anyway, we got an interesting email, first off, from Gnumero Uno.
Ooh.
Well, he said some things in another email he said to just disregard or something, but... one line that was interesting was, Cookie Monster Omni scans you, and there's an ASCII art image of Cookie Monster right underneath that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Anyway.
Cookie.
There was a comment posted on, that's you. Wait, I'm not going to read that. Anyway.
Hmm?
No, Slade posted a comment, I guess.
Yeah.
So he was the first comment. So.
Yeah, I had to post comments so that people can get the URL, because... a lot of people don't like listening to tiny URLs. Anyway.
Yeah, anyhow. Next email. Hey, everyone, love the show. Some episodes back, you were puzzled as to why there were people screaming in the background music. It's from Earthworm Jim, Hell Level. Also, someone talked about a dead guy that was found in their town's water filtration system. Say what? Anyway, keep up the bad work. Yeah, it actually wasn't a dead guy in the filtration system.
It was
a dead chick. Yeah. That's just the Passaic County Water Commission. Or Passaic Valley Water Commission, what's the name of it?
I don't know.
Who
One
gives
of
a shit?
Places.
Yeah. Anyway, subject, a distro. Check out Wapix. Its website is wapix.net. It's a Knopix Live CD distro, Knopix, however it's pronounced, but it's full of great tools for pen testing and such. It would be a good distro for a review. And that was Kadarian. I hope I said that name right.
Thanks, Kadarian.
Anyway, the next one is from Delete, or D31337. OmniScan can have a helping hand when you're robbing a wealthy man. Shazbot and Whippity Rot will kill the IRC bot that should not have an op. Let's thank Stank for his woman named Frank. Echo eats Necco wafers.
What the fuck?
Slicko has a dildo on a sicko. This rhyme was written in time for you to chime in on crime and then dine. Makes no sense, hence the suspense to make sense from nonsense. That's it, I'm done with this shit. If you want more, then open the door to find the key to find me on IRC as delete. Biatch.
What the hell?
That was...
interesting.
Yeah, to say the least. I read that and I must say I started laughing. Very creative. Very creative. Anyway, the next one is a story submission. I'll keep that mysterious
till
we get to one of the next sections. Anyway, Kizzle posted, I like how you read the comments from your Hacker Media posts on each episode. You should mention that on the bottom of your post to get some more participation. Starting from this episode, I believe I will do that. It's a good idea. And Ghostless posted on Hacker Media, keep up the good work, fellows. I enjoy every episode. And I will enjoy every episode even more once Echo gets on those distros. Sigh. So, that is our email and comments. And if you're ready, it's time for Distro of the Week.
Sure.
Okay.
Alrighty then. I guess I'll get on it.
Move on.
As previously mentioned moments ago, it's time for the Distro of the Week. The Distro of the Week is nothing more than a report on a distro that was used by one or more of us throughout the week, or just one of us, whoever isn't that lazy at the moment. And remember, we are not limited to the Linux distributions, although there are 1,572,000, and yeah, you get the point. There are tons of those. By distro, it means anything from a small homemade OS and a few utilities on a floppy to some huge 3-DVD set of Linux KDE and every possible application that can be built to run on it. Also know that by being the distro of the week doesn't mean it's a good distro. It all depends on how the week or so went using it. If you have a distro you would like a report done on, just drop a line to basenet@slickzero.net. Echo is not here, but somebody knows enough about a distribution to do a review on it.
Ooh.
Yes, yes.
You're ready, a super pimp one.
Well, thank you, Mr. Slick. While I fill up the dead air with trying to figure out what I'm going to say first. Well, in any case. That's right. Someone mentioned in an email WAPIX would be a good distro to start on and to review, so that's what I'm going to do. I tried WAPIX maybe about a year back. Nice little distro put together, but the real attraction would have to be going to WAPIX.net, WHOPPIX.net.
That's a sweet website.
Yeah, and if you go there, you'll find demos, Shockwave Flash demos, with nice little music to go with it, of how to use a lot of the tools that you'll find on the CD. Up to now, they have things such as SQL injection, fuzzing for buffer overflows, wireless web attacks, exploiting the Cisco IOS HTTP bug, Cisco SNMP dangers, Linux privilege escalation attacks, and the Metasploit interpreter. The list goes on. But if you download the distro, you have little security training or just interested in something to play with, you can download WAPIX, burn it. It's a live distro, so you don't have to install it, and try a lot of the tools on there. It's a little short on documentation, but you can go through a nice archive of bug track, security focus, and packet storm security, which has most likely all of the vulnerabilities and exploit code from those sites, which is very nice. I keep a copy of it around just in case I come across some system that I may be looking for a couple of bugs on. And also, like I said, you can go to the demo site, watch the Shockwave Flash demos. Very insightful, very interesting. It's an all-around good distro if you're into security or just want to have something for penetration testing at your fingertips. And I can't remember the guy who puts it out, but if you go to whitehat.net, you'll also find out the information for that information, all of that.
Now, there's something about that website that I wanted to bring up. This mic sucks.
No doubt.
Yeah, definitely.
Dude, at least you have a mic.
Yeah, you're the one I really wanted to talk about this for, because, well, we were talking about 3-4 weeks ago about the site. You brought up that they have some interesting videos there.
As Kilrathi mentioned.
Right, yeah.
And, like, how many videos do they have up there? Do you have any idea?
At the moment, they're up to...
like, 6, 7, and then a shit ton.
8.
8? Now, they're very similar to, I don't know if any of you here have seen it. Have you ever gone to Iron Geek's website?
No.
You heard about it?
Sounds familiar, but...
Iron Geek is this guy off the BinRep forums.
Okay.
And he makes Flash security videos.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Them. The
big...
Yeah,
that, with the buffed up...
That's a big boy right there. That's a big boy right there, yeah.
Wheaties.
But there's some really good stuff on that one, on his Flash videos.
Yes, I think I downloaded a quick one.
Some of them are basic, some of them are more advanced, depending on what it is. I know he has one for security conferences and things like that, where it has to be toned down or else people go, mm-hmm. But,
yes.
Wow.
But it's really good. I mean, those two websites, along with many others, you can get great videos that teach you how to do basic things.
Yes,
that
most
you
definitely.
Should know.
And
I just wanted to bring that up.
And speaking of learning and testing, find yourself the just Google for hacker test. You have to have played and done this test. I mean, it's been around forever, and there's many things in here that if you were born after 1985, you'll probably have no clue. But the best part of it is that when you come across information like this and you don't know what the hell it is talking about, you find out and you learn a lot. Because one of the questions on here would be, have you ever taken this test and then tried to improve your score on it? And of course, you get a point if you have, so... Definitely.
Does that
definitely
mean I can just answer one question, quickly run down, hit okay, submit, and then go home?
No,
and
just wait. Just wait till you look at something. Like, do you know which IBM part number is 7720154?
You're not allowed to use Google while taking it.
Don't use Google while you're taking it. Wait till afterwards.
Wait till afterwards.
Get your score, and then try and improve upon it.
How many questions is this thing?
Too many.
Oh, a lot.
God.
It's a lot of questions.
I'll never be able to finish this. Wow. Yeah. Even though I'll probably be doing.
Have you
show.
Ever written a compiler? No. Operating system? No. Device driver? No. Text processor? Yes. Display hack? Yes. Database system? No. Expert system? No. Edge detector? No. Real-time control system?
Maybe.
By accident. Accounting package? No. A helpful virus?
A helpful virus, huh? That's interesting.
Oh, shit.
Someone create one, worm at one point?
Yes, to clean up. Cleans out another worm. What was it, Beagle versus Netsky for a while? Like, they started arguing back and forth in the virus code.
That was kind of funny.
That is
they put little threats to each other in their code.
Yeah. I mean, that's geeky of another nature. I mean, you done swung way the fuck out when you've done something like that.
I'll swat you like the fly you are.
You will be expunged.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like global, because everyone sees that message if they check.
And one other one I came across just for the hell of it is how to tell if you're a Netcat geek.
Uh-oh.
And I consider myself a Netcat geek, and I have done this before. I just have to read the first question. Have you ever used Netcat to implement a command shell? Yes.
Yeah.
Backdoor? Yes. Web browser? Yes. DNS server? No. Lotus Notes client?
Wow.
No. Lotus Notes server.
Wow.
No. But if anybody out there has, email me.
Yeah,
because
kind of
I want to find that.
Where
I want to find that out. You can find this at http://infosecwriters.com.
Okay, now where did the crazy loonies email you at?
Email the show.
Email the show.
Spambait at gmail.com or some shit like that. Yeah, sure. I should invite myself just to get that address. But
yeah, I can invite you to get that address.
Who has a trade invite?
I got like 100 sitting there.
Yeah, I haven't checked mine in so long. I should check it.
I haven't invited anyone since the days when they only gave me 4 or 5.
I had one invite. I was like, fuck you guys. You got to blow me for this. Always ready for a blow job.
I was giving mine away at the beginning because it was part of an online community that we were sharing. So I was like, I gave one back, and then that's the way it
works. I assume we're done with the distro.
Yeah,
just a guess.
Wasn't that all of it?
Just a tad. All right, we'll get on to the next section then. That will begin the news section of BaseNet Radio. Not news section, news section. In this section, we will be discussing news from this past week in the tech and computer industries, as well as any other news we find relevant to the general idea of hacking. We try to vary our sources, so you may hear something on this show that you may not have heard elsewhere. Also, if you would like to be a BaseNet correspondent, simply send us an email with an audio attachment of yourself doing a report on something of your interest. It could be anything from reading and commenting on tech news to reporting on an interesting hack, which is what Mimatron did in this following clip. We'll play that for you now, then.
Sweet.
Let me just make sure that XMMS stands behind it, because it didn't seem to be the best recording. He was clipping... it sounded like he was recording it in, like, a cafe or something where there's a lot of people. I'm assuming cafe, because I know where he was, the timeline, when he probably recorded it, so... Yeah, I'll get on to that.
In OS X, there's a feature called Fast User Switching that allows the user to quickly change between user accounts without the need to log off. This eliminates the need to save and quit your work before changing to the new account. For example, if you're using iTunes, the music being played in one account, if the player is not stopped before switching, will also be heard in the switched account. Once the user is done working in their account, the user can log back in into their account and continue right where they left off. Because OS X is Unix-based, it's possible to have many users logged in at the same time. Now here's the trick. Let's suppose you were burning a DVD on your laptop with OS X installed. You have to go somewhere that requires you put your laptop away. Basically, at this point, you would think that it's time to shut it off, but of course you're burning that DVD and don't want to turn off your computer. Okay, now with the Macintosh by default, you can't close the lid to a laptop without the computer going into sleep mode. You could perform a kernel hack or use some application designed specifically to keep your computer awake without closing the lid, but as G4 PowerBooks run hot even when they're open, the idea of closing the lid while it's working makes me think of a Easy Bake Oven effect. Not good, dude. Even on a PC laptop, closing the lid when the computer is working through any kind of processor intensive task is a bad idea. So, here's what you do. You create another account, a generic account. It doesn't even have to have any real privileges. So, while you're doing that animation render or compiling that source code and you got a jet, but want to continue doing your thing, just try switching to your other user account, then close the lid. I did this out of desperation and was just plain curious to find out what was going to happen once I got home. At its worst, you can end up making a coaster, or just stopping the process you're working on. The three situations I spoke of were actually used by me, so I know that much. I don't suggest you make doing this a habit, but it's just good to know that if you really had to, if you got into a jam, you'd be ready to jam. For BaseNet Radio, I'm Mimatron.
Well, Mimatron, that was excellent, but I have a PowerBook and I tried that and it didn't work. It didn't work for me. Specify what type of PowerBook you're running, what the results actually were. Yeah, but Mimatron's cool. I was chilling with him after the 2600 meeting this month.
Yeah, we all were for a while. He had a lot of fun. We should bring that up.
Oh, yeah, he had a lot of nice fun stuff on his laptop.
Yeah, and he had, what, he was running Tiger at this point?
Oh, yeah, he was running Tiger. Oh, so maybe it's a Tiger thing.
Maybe.
Hmm. I'm not sure.
That's probably what the problem was. You were running a different, totally different OS. But you don't want to dish out all the cash for Tiger, so...
Yeah. Well, I may, but I need to buy new mics and cables first, because everything was falling apart today before actually doing anything.
That's not our fault. That's your equipment is faulty or something.
Bad mojo.
Dude. I don't know
so what
it was.
The fuck
it,
happened,
it's been working before. I know I re-ran the wires and everything, and I didn't do anything to the mics. I know that
little,
I know of.
You didn't have any little kids down here playing jump rope with your fucking.
No.
Well, in any case, we went to 2600 this week. Obviously, it's that time for the meeting and all that, and a couple important news items about 2600. One, the new mag is out. So.
Oh yeah.
Like, so anyone who needs to, you know, to check it out, it has way too much more information about the MTA than I ever wanted to see. It's got like 10 pages worth. They added more pages. This is a fun crossword you can do. But
some things I would have added.
Some things you would have added?
Yeah, but then again, you know.
Something that might get everyone in trouble?
Yeah. Oh, just me and one other person I could think of.
Wow.
Speaking of which, that, yeah, I mentioned that to you outside the show, Karathi, but that doesn't work in Times Square anymore.
Oh, no, not that.
Not that? Oh, what else? Oh, there's more.
Uh-oh.
No.
Okay.
How to Omniscan the MTA.
Fuck the MTA. What about the company that puts out all the MetroCard vending machines?
Oh.
Fun stuff there, too, I bet.
So, Kirby Corporation is very interesting. Do you know that most of the people on the payroll are ex-military? Like, most people that work for them... Because they have a lot of contracts with the military. So, looking into that, you'll find that you'll have a lot of lieutenant colonels and, you know, one-star generals. So, there's even a one-star general that works for them.
Who the hell would they hire for changing the MetroCard machine's equipment, then?
That's a private, probably.
Because I know they do most of the work.
Petty officer. The seaman. Jerk-off.
That kind of guy. Because I'm just worried that, you know, the guy who tries to change the machines a little bit could, like, kill you in 13 different ways.
No, the MTA handles that, but Cubic Corporation, mm-hmm. Corporation actually makes the vending machines, the cars.
And they set them up and everything, too.
First time.
Mm-hmm.
So. But in any case, you were saying.
Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun. So who's got news stories first?
News stories? Let's see. Well, what's important? I'm grabbing my... Yeah, that mic is just good for me.
It's not
like
good at all. It's very low.
Especially for me, considering I do this a lot.
I have the gain cranked at 60. I mean, that's as high as it goes on this Mac.
Okay,
but
I gotta move some stuff out of my way. I gotta get the hacker test off my screen. Okay, the first thing I wanted to mention, and I saw this all around the web at different places, but it's kind of... forgot to send it to myself, is, does anyone remember Sony's Curio robot, the little ugly thing that looks like Johnny Five with a rounder head and feet? Someone decided that at the beginning of March this year, they sent it to school, like nursery school, you know, with like 2-year-olds, because that's the kind of, you know...
Why?
So that it can learn to interact with humans. The quote from the article is, live in harmony with humans in the future.
All you have to do is program it to live in harmony.
Yeah, exactly. Program it
is
to
it,
live in
Is it three laws safe?
No.
Because, you know, you get a whole bunch of whining kids, a machine is just going to go ape shit. Like, you know, there's a hole in the wall.
Eventually, if it starts to develop, like, personality, I know what... I'm around a lot of screaming, annoying kids. I want to fling some through a plain glass window. I'm pretty sure the robot will eventually develop the same idea.
So does the robot have any self-restraint programmed in?
I don't think so. I think it's completely just brand spanking new. The only thing it has to worry about is its battery.
What does it have? Does it have like a Roomba for its pet, you know? It walks in, Roomba starts humping its leg.
Wow.
Get off! I had a terrible day at school.
I guess you were at the
This girl put fucking peanut butter in my antenna. Fucking wires got Barrettes on it.
There's gum in my left eye. For optical lens.
I have an OmniScan sticker on my back.
And I can't get it.
What
off.
A little smart kids try.
Oh. Wow, OmniScan's getting thrown left and right today.
Yeah, I know. Well, you should have seen how many times OmniScan was getting thrown after the 2600 meet. Damn.
Oh, that was just unnecessary.
It was just.
Especially with that MCM token group.
That's me and Monster right there.
Oh, man. I don't know what the hell was wrong with you that day.
Monster.
It has to be more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's speed beer.
Yeah, that's according to SK, yeah. Right?
That's speed beer right there.
And you only had one can.
Yeah.
Not even a full can because we kept switching.
No, you probably kept switching and giving me the one with the more every time. Because I was taking a sip when you kept switching it and nobody else was, so I probably got more than a can. But it doesn't make a difference. One can's one can. Two can just makes you, like...
Drink some more, maybe you
can
spontaneous combust.
It's three cans you gotta worry about. Three cans starts to slow you down.
Yeah.
How much you're going on. That's bad. Never want to go through that again.
Mm-hmm.
When you have more than two or three cans of Monster, you start to slow down. The world starts to do different things.
All right, I'm gonna get back on topic now.
All right. Well, anyway.
News. Apple versus Apple trial date set.
Okay.
We mentioned this last week. Apple Computer will face Apple Corporation.
Oh, no, we mentioned the Tiger last week.
Mentioned Tiger last
no,
week.
But also I kind of side commented on this. Apple Computer will face Apple Corporation, the Beatles recording company, in court in just under a year's time. According to the Mac Maker's latest 10Q filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the two Apples will battle it out over which of them has the right to use the word Apple in relation to the music business. Apple Corp, because it's been doing so since the 1960s, or Apple Computer, Apple Computer, because it's been doing so via iTunes since 2002.
Well, I like the Beatles more, so I'll go for them.
I mean, they both got a certain amount of creativity. Apple, Beatles, I think I like the Beatles more, too, as far as the creativity goes.
Yeah. And Beatles don't do shameless plugs.
Oh, is
Let's
this...
hope not. That's the stream. Please tell me that's the stream. Okay.
That's the stream. That's not your
sounds
mic.
Sounds like water.
Look, my mic just fell.
That's probably
is
what it's supposed to
be. Supposed water?
Yeah. I think it's supposed to be. I don't
yeah,
know
that's what,
it what
like
it
it's supposed
is.
To be. Video game water.
Come on, this
the olden
is classic
days.
Video game music. They couldn't really do that much.
They can make static and have it be water in the background.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I was just saying, yeah, there's a court date set now.
Huh.
Anybody want to know what the date is?
Sure, why not?
It's in the UK. It's a UK court hearing, and it's the 27th of March in 2006.
Well, if the UK court hearings are as fun as their parliament, I might actually want to tune in.
Oh, yeah.
Those things are a riot.
Oh, that... The insults that they just... And it's so cool with it. I love it.
I thought the British were supposed to be prim and proper.
Oh, not the
parliament.
And not the House of Commons. It's rough in there, man.
Okay.
It'd be like an episode of Geraldo.
You mean Jerry Springer.
Oh, piss off! Especially with the Scots getting there. That could get pretty ugly.
Right, absolutely.
Well, you dumb bastard.
Okay, I have an idea. Everybody chip in $60.
What?
Not today. Doesn't have to be today.
That's what I'm saying.
So everybody has one of those. Right now, the only person who sounds halfway decent here is Kilrathi. He's the only one with that mic.
Super pimp like that.
He's got the radio voice. He's got the radio voice.
He's got that punk mic.
And everybody else has a face for radio. It's beautiful. Oh, I just been waiting to say that for the longest time. It's been on my joke list. I had my PDA. If Dale and Echo hadn't broken it.
Yeah, you gotta mention that. That was kind of fucked up. Like, you turn it on, you get the white screen of death.
seriously.
Like something like that.
The white screen of death, which is odd because it is Windows-based, you know?
Well, the problem was that they killed Blue.
Look who else is using the mic now, too. Oh, and listen. Listen to the difference.
And the ladies love it.
I'm not sad mousy like you, so I really can't tell.
I'm sorry.
$60 from keeping the fucking mic. I'm telling you that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, everybody chipping $60 or a mic.
That works. Would it be better if I just got better sound headphones?
Everybody would. No.
I think I could do that now.
So, in any case, in other news, all our mics are broken.
Really? D-Man, and this one's probably going to fall again the way I just kind of...
Yeah, and D-Man never doesn't even actually, have a mic.
D-Money never says anything.
That's why we gypped him a mic. We saw that.
I take offense to that.
We need a webcam in here sometimes.
No, we don't.
For him! For D-Man.
As Kilrathi said...
D-Man is our, like,
Facebook
interpreter
for
the dead.
Hey, speak for yourself now.
Look at that, man. We see that. I saw that look. I saw that look.
He said OmniScan.
I got him to say something. Yes!
Wow.
I don't think they heard me.
Ah, damn, that's right.
I don't think they heard me.
Uh-oh.
Count them.
So what else do we have going on?
It's all good. He's a man of few words.
Doom.
Okay.
It's not just a video game anymore.
What?
They're finally making a movie.
They're making a movie.
No.
Oh, how the fuck do you make a...
And guess
well, actually, John Woo makes those movies on the
drone. Mission Impossible style stuff. Oh, no, but guess who the main character is going to be played by?
Is it going to be live action or anime?
It's live action because the main star is The Rock.
Oh, God. For a second, I thought they were going to bring back, like...
He's going to lay the smackdown on weird demons from hell and stuff. Supposedly, it's going to have a group of Marines...
Space Marines.
Aliens?
Space Marines.
Aliens?
Starship Troopers.
Alien.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then they're going to fly off to another planet.
Alien?
Mars, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. And then they're going to, you know, encounter the gates of hell and all things evil.
Alien.
And there's some screenshots here. This is on GameSpy.com. And I have some screens here. You can always go there and check it out. There's a link to it on the main page. And look at that. It reminds me of Aliens meets Starship Troopers. Seriously.
Except minus the Denise Richards.
Yes, exactly. Except minus the hot chick.
Yeah.
Weak.
Actually, it looks like Starship Troopers 2, the budget movie. But anyway.
Never saw it.
Don't worry about it.
The book
anything.
Was better.
What's happening? I have what?
There's too many mics here. Let's see.
I'm scared.
What else do we have?
Well, what about security? Security seems to be doing plenty of stuff there.
Okay, what do you got?
Got Firefox, 2 security flaws lead to exploit potential, /, of course. Mm-hmm. And if you go to the Ethereal, right. The GDK-based sniffer for mm-hmm. Linux and Windows...
It's got
a laundry list of vulnerabilities.
Ethereal?
Yes. So multiple problems in Ethereal versions start 0.8.14 to 0.10.10.
It's a lot.
So
any 8 to 10s pretty much.
So right now, don't mess around with that and it seems to be related. A lot of it seems to be related to the TCP dump problems that have been going on. So, if you're using TCP dump,
same issue.
You may want to. Well, the only people that I can think of, which to me is a good thing, is the people that are running Snort. So, I mean, if you looking at a system that has most likely has Snort running, then just use some of the infinite loop problems. To DOS their sniffers, and their IDS will go down. And after that,
big problems.
Whatever happens, happens.
And there's a trail, but not as much.
Yes, it's not. They ain't gonna notice.
Okay, who wants to hear good news?
Anyone who just runs Snort right now?
What is that?
Anyone running Snort right now?
No, I mean a completely different news story. That's good news.
Shoot.
What's up?
Court yanks down FCC's broadcast flag.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. that was reported on CNET. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit ruled Friday that Federal Communications Commission did not have the authority to prohibit the manufacture of computer and video hardware that doesn't have copy protection technology known as the broadcast flag. The regulations, which the FCC created in November 2003, had been intended to limit unauthorized internet redistribution of over-the-air TV broadcasts. So pretty much they were going to try to require that any TV tuner card or digital TV tuner card would have to be able to not record anything with this little broadcast flag on it.
That sucks.
Right.
But
that was struck down.
Good.
So, yeah.
It's a step in the right direction.
Right. It's a step of realizing that government shouldn't be controlling what...
Everything.
What people do with their own equipment.
Or what the equipment does, let alone what the people do with it.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
I always thought that the role of government was to make people... our lives easier and take care of the things that we couldn't, you know, on a day-to-day basis. When they start getting into your homes, I think that's something that, you know, can be handled by the individual citizens, so buzz the fuck off.
Really?
Basically.
Yeah, pretty much. But
or as you know,
but of course,
as we would say in New York, fuck out of here. Fuck out of here with all that. But, yeah. Have to remind people.
You're just dying to use that New York accent today, aren't you?
Because the thing is that nobody seems to think I have one. But, you know, it's only used when I have to. Like, when I'm talking to some vendor, like, they're, you know, like those hot dog vendors trying to sell you a dollar bottle of water for, like, two. And I'm like, do I look like a fucking tourist to you? Are you crazy?
Do they actually sell it to you for one, then?
Of course, I'm like,
nice.
$1. It's $1. Don't try. Come on, I know I'm on 42nd, but still. Don't. I ain't from Texas. What the fuck I look like? I am a New Yorker, born and raised here. Trying to get over. They will. They'll try and get over, you know? They're like,
they're trying to make you charge you $2.50.
Yeah.
How much do they charge for this one?
I'm buying for $1. If he tells me any different, I'd be like, all right, $2.25.
Do you know how much this size one cost in a movie theater?
Like $4 or $6.
Oh, yeah, that's about $4.
Yeah.
Well,
movie theaters will charge you an arm and a leg just for, like...
Well, if we make it around to the cock...
Extra cheese. Nachos.
They charge you $1 extra for the cheese.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't charge you to use the bathroom also.
Really?
Not yet.
I'm surprised.
The speed those things get messed up.
No. When they start charging for the bathrooms... You're going to go in there one day, you're going to find out that all the drinks, the prices have been slashed on them. And you're going to be like, oh shit, I can get like the, you know, it used to be like $2 for what have you. Then you're going to be like, oh shit, I got to go to the bathroom. And it's going to have to be coin operated.
You're going to be like,
if he drinks all of that.
You go in the bathroom.
They are going to the bathroom, that's where we get them.
See, now the problem that will happen is,
it's not
the movie theaters are dark. And people will pick a corner in New York.
Oh, most in New York, most definitely.
And they're gonna have another problem.
That's come on, it'll start smelling like it's gonna smell like the subway.
The corner, man. The subway works like that. How many times have I been in the subway at 3 a.m. and I've seen someone picking a corner against the pole on 42nd?
That's what I'm talking about. 42nd, like nobody won't see you. You're like, fuck it, fuck it, you rotten bastards. I gotta piss. I got a leaked old water weasel.
Were you just laughing at what he was saying or me?
13 points of Guinness. It's coming out one way or the other. I guarantee you that, Lottie. that's my big shout out to my friends over in the UK and Scotland, Zito and Nijan and Jan, whatever. Sorry, dude.
He's plotting to kill you as we speak, but it's alright.
Probably.
BSRF channel. I'll just go there and be like, yeah, it was my fake ass Scottish accent. How did I do?
So like, Slay Morbid, any news?
Right. Yeah, I got some.
I got right. Jack this week.
Oh, you got okay. Jack this week?
I was on a trip this weekend, so I didn't get anything.
Okay.
Alright, so let's see what we got here. Google Labs. They're doing more things. And this is another big brother-y thing they're doing. They're releasing web acceleration software for broadband.
Wow.
You thought it was just for dial-up? No, it's for broadband, too. And the way they do it is that they use their computer network to pretty much cache web pages, and then you pretty much grab it off of Google.
It's not too bad.
How does that speed it up? If the web server that it's originating from is slow?
Because Google has way too many computers hooked up to the web with too much bandwidth. So that's pretty much how they try to accelerate it. So if you go to a website that's been slash dotted, you might be able to get it through, web
accessibility. So is this a free thing, or is this going to be a nice little premium service?
Knowing Google, is probably going to be free. What scares me about it, though, is that
it's going to
cache web pages, and then you're going to update the page, and it might not have the updated cache, so people are going to be accelerated old pages.
Hmm.
It might be really bad for pages that come up with PHP and things like that, because you don't know what the fuck you're going to get.
Hmm.
And we should definitely give that a shot. I might install it on the system somewhere.
Speaking of PHP, I need to check that that site out.
Uh-oh, what happened?
No, just show you.
Right.
Boom.
Oh,
fatal error.
A fatal error. The file has expired. That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what did you type in there for the URL?
The URL is the IP address of the machine that was scanning me for trying to break into my secure shell server. Trying to log in, brute force a login from my secure shell server. Which seems to be a growing trend.
Yeah, so. SSH, brute forcing all over the web.
Yeah, so...
a lot lately.
When Slicko was talking about it on, what was it, last show, I believe? So he's talking about the last show, right? Just nod your head if you can.
Yeah, my microphone was technically not there while you were asking me that question.
I was like,
him. Well, in any case, I was there. I saw the logs. I saw all the stuff that was going on. Now, this is nice.
Yeah, it sounds a little nicer, huh?
I don't have to be right there.
Don't be right there. That's a $300 mic you're screaming right into the...
I'll be nice.
Nice.
Maybe we should just, tie him back somewhere.
Dude. I'm putting the pop screen on.
You're going to get him to actually talk.
Oh, yeah, really.
You do know I'm coming from the side, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That's why you're getting the screen.
It doesn't matter. You're getting the screen anyway.
All right. That's not bad. Okay, well, in any case, what were we talking about before the whole Nazi stuff happened?
Secure shell server attacks. Slicko, you was having a problem, you mentioned...
Oh, yeah, that's what you were talking about. Yeah, last week I mentioned, me changing my SSH login, thingy.
See,
You did something a little different, a little more malicious, though.
I wouldn't consider it malicious. They
touched
me first.
Exactly.
They started it.
Damn, that's really grown up. Go on.
No.
This is completely legitimate. They started it. Go for it.
What's the goal? Yeah. Mess with the best, die like with the rest. That's the way it's working right now.
Yeah.
If you run a Linux box and, you consider yourself any amount of hacker... You don't even have to be hacked. Just if you're running the Linux box, you're a sysadmin, straight up. But if you notice that there's an attack against your system, well, I can only speak for myself. If I notice an attack from my system, I'm going to check out the host that sent it. And when I checked it out, I was like, fuck it. And I'll just take control of the box. So if you scan me, I'll own you. And
eye for an eye.
You know? Hey, well, yeah, basically. Because...
They tried to get
into mine, but I got into theirs, and I sent the admin a warning. Send an email like, yo, you need to check out the security on your system because it's scanning me. It must be being used for something.
Yeah.
But after I didn't receive a response, took the law into my own hands.
The problem is we have a lot of what I like to call necro kitties.
Yeah.
Script kiddies that like to raise zombies off the net, And they're all over the place. You get scanned 1 minute. Okay, fine. You finally block that off, or your router firewall now changes that IP address.
You gotta show them.
2 seconds later, you got something from another country getting you.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
You gotta show these kids, look, this ain't no game. You're gonna mess around with the wrong one. You know? Like, don't do it, because I'm gonna show you what a real hack is about.
Right, exactly.
Like,
it seems
good
to be targeting SSH clients, but mostly Windows boxes don't usually have SSH open.
Yes, they're all Linux boxes.
Most Linux boxes do by default. So I'm guessing they're trying to go after corp boxes for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of non-corporate boxes out there. A lot of, you know, like...
Nice residential boxes.
Residential boxes, right, exactly. And not just residential boxes, you're talking residential networks behind those boxes with a lot of stopping power, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't think about that. And, like, eventually, someone's going to be, you know, running their little zombie scripts, and they're going to get a phone call, a nasty phone call from, you know, a spoofed A&I,
mm-hmm.
a spoof call ID, whatever.
Wind up getting Omni-scanned.
Omni-scanned. By every telemarketer in
redirect,
on the planet.
Redirect their phone number to
exactly.
to 1-800-HOT-MAIL. That's 1-800-HOT-MAIL.
1-800-MAN-MILK.
Footinthass.com. You know.
Oh, God.
Well, you know what 1-800-MAN-MILK is for. Slade, you told me what it's for.
I think that's the best accidental number they've ever had in my life.
Did you ask them if they...
No, I haven't.
Did you call them?
I don't have the heart to call them and ask them that question.
Why? Come on, we should do that on the show sometime.
Because I can't do it with a straight face, not that.
I could.
I could.
You could.
There you
go. I can't do it, not them.
What? No, no, they're not. They're only available during business hours.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yep.
So what is
I try, trust me.
What is this,
You must call 1-800-MAN-MILK to find out.
Man-MILK.
Yeah, just try calling it now, young. I'm sure you'll get a recording.
What is it like, Manchester Milk
no.
Dairy Corporation?
Here, you can use my minute.
Anyway, so let me see what else we have
going. Omniscan.
Yeah, my phone says Omniscan on its tag.
Okay, that's kind of cool. Okay, anyone else have any other news while I read up on this?
Yes. Windows Longhorn. You've heard of that, of course.
Not again. Go on.
It will present you with less blue screens of death.
Are they gray now?
And more microphones.
No! They're red!
Oh!
They're red!
Are you serious?
What?
Let me put more logical.
Am I clipping?
Well, everybody was there. But yes, they... Windows Longhorn will now get additional red screen of death.
So,
for really bad error.
Are you serious?
So it's
like
it depended
on
the so pretty much there aren't going to be no more blue ones. It's just going to be red ones.
So what
happens when you set off a chain of blue and red ones?
Purple
and like it's just no.
The Barney
no.
Gay pride screens of death.
What?
The goat cycling through the colors of the rainbow there.
It's going to start to have threat levels. It's gonna be like the green screen or the yellow.
I think Karathi's getting the voicemail message.
It's ringing probably. He's
waiting for it.
Everything is left on default. 1-1-1-1.
Let's see.
Didn't get in?
Voicemail. It was about to start recording me.
You got in?
No, I missed what they said at the beginning.
Gotcha.
It's,
no one ever gets it the first time.
Okay, American Dairy Farmers. 1-800-MAN-MILK.
Think about that next time you buy milk. Yummy.
tasty.
Oh.
That's
well,
tasty.
Well, in order for the milk to happen, you do need the male.
Oh, yeah.
You do need the bull and the cow together, so technically.
That's not the kind of man we're talking about.
Yeah, really, that's... Oh, jeez.
But nowadays they just use artificial vaginas. Sorry. That's like one thing I learned in college.
Well,
why aren't they
packaging artificial vagina and putting another... I mean,
yay big by yay big.
Well, do a human vagina.
Well, how did we get into that? Oh, we started talking about Microsoft, right?
Yeah, because where there's Microsoft, there's...
Big vaginas?
Manufactured pussy.
Oh,
my
day. We've gotten a little blue, haven't we?
Red now.
But red, right. Red screen now.
No, what'll happen is that, you know, it'll be flashing blue to red, blue to red, blue to red, and, you know, of course, kids will be passing
seizures.
The fuck out.
Seizures, yes.
Yes.
And then Microsoft, you know, have to pay doctor's bills because kids are falling out of their chairs, be like, oh, I'm being scared. And just, you know, geek the fuck out. Pass.
Anyway,
but they can probably cover themselves. They'll probably put on the blue and red screens. Warning: this error message might cause epilepsy seizures.
And we are not held responsible.
We're not held responsible.
Put the keyboard in your mouth so you don't bite your tongue.
Wow.
Microsoft recommends you put
Longhorns.
Grab this installation CD.
All legitimate versions of Longhorn come with a mouthpiece to put in your mouth.
Wow.
Put Microsoft on.
Just in case.
Anyway.
Yes.
PSP disc protection. Cracked.
Of course.
Didn't take too long at all, did it?
What, a week?
And that's actually how they started the article. It was never going to take very long, of course, but hackers have at least worked out how to bypass the copy protection scheme used by Sony to lock down content on the PlayStation Portable's Universal Media Disc.
That took a long time.
No, not at all.
Was it a week and a half, maybe?
I don't know. How long was the PSP out?
A few
weeks.
More than a week.
A month ago.
About a month ago.
Yeah, but how long till they cracked the copywriting? Was it just now, or was it like a week ago?
It was just, the article was May 6th. Today, as we're recording, is the 9th, I believe. So, anyway, yeah, it says piracy doesn't appear to be an issue yet, since there's no way of copying games pulled from an official 1.8 gigabyte UMD onto a fresh disk, UMD being, for now, a read-only medium. However, since PSP has a memory stick slot and suitably capacious... I don't know, I think it needs to have
a lot of space.
Yeah, that's what I figured it meant. Memory sticks are already available. The possibility exists that games or movies could be downloaded and transferred to the devices. Certainly Sony's upcoming upgrade to its PSP, PSX, PlayStation PVR machine will incorporate a facility for transferring recorded movies and TV programming to memory stick for playback on a PSP. It can't be long, surely, before someone figures out how to do this on a memory stick-equipped PC.
You know what I find funny about this?
What's that?
Slick brought up a video game article before me.
Well, you know, cracking copyright, stuff like that.
Actually, wasn't that funny. Shit
work.
I haven't made that many comments tonight.
Yeah, because you don't have news.
How's
tonight.
That, Slick? How's that slavery thing going?
What the?
So I have to... Stuff to, you know, do all that stuff for that.
Listen, people are talking about slavery. People are talking about, like, dildos.
No, it's artificial.
No. I was gonna mention that.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about that email.
Oh, yeah.
Slicko has a dildo and is a sicko, that line.
I think you're the gimp this week. That's
yeah, everything's just not going good this week.
No. You're playing with the
you
mic.
Just got
I'm switching
your head
mics
back
in the middle of the show.
Yeah, you weren't in the studio for half the time.
That's true.
That was only like a couple minutes. I was out there getting that mic ready.
Yeah, well.
He's exaggerating.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not your day.
But you're still putting on the show, so.
Trying.
The show that.
Horribly failing, but trying.
But you still crank out a show at the end of the show,
and
it's up
somewhat. I hope.
Despite all that,
Please.
You still put out a show.
Yeah.
And like for the three listeners that actually do listen, they hopefully will enjoy it.
And for the one listener that's still listening at this point,
you can always tune in to. Anyway, I got some other cool news.
Anyway, wait. First of all, I have to make an announcement for the people on DDP Hack Radio. I usually chill on, like, when the show is airing and also when FinRev Radio is airing, I usually chill on IRC. And everybody's like, okay, when's it starting? How long until it's starting? Well, you know what? It's starting in 5 minutes and 37 seconds. So hold your horses.
Jesus.
Until then, SpaceNet, alright? SpaceNet.
alright, in any case, I wanted to mention this. This is kind of cool.
Now, a lot of us have cell phones here, right?
What's a cell phone?
It's that trappy little device that you use to make phone calls to each other so that we can
Oh, the one, the thing that he just used to call man milk, right?
Right, exactly. Cancer. So now,
man milk.
Now, a couple companies are going to do this. The first one that is actually happening is Audi. On their A6 and A8 models, they're making it so that you can interface your Bluetooth phone with the car dashboard.
Interesting.
Yeah, that way you can make calls and stuff using wireless headsets and the radio back and forth. Weird things like that. Also, it'll display your phone's LCD display on the dashboard.
That's interesting.
So you sort of still have your menu, your...
So you'd be able to omni-scan your car.
Yeah. You also have your phone book on your dashboard. You can just quickly scroll up and down through that.
Well, we already have somebody who's planning on omni-scanning their car in a much different way, of course.
Oh, yeah, the fish fighter, that's right. He wants to put the big yellow-green logo on the back of the car.
Who is this?
It's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
He was at the 2600.
Oh, man, I can't believe what happened. That was crazy.
That was awesome.
Dude, yeah. Slate's telling me that he parked, like, way beyond where I parked. So we're walking to it, and he's, isn't that my car? Somebody stole the guy's car and moved it, like,
a
block and a half, and just left it there with everything inside.
Wait, what?
Yeah, didn't take the radio.
Everything all over, but yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
They stole the car. They moved it a block and a half.
Your car?
No.
Wait, I thought you said Slade was famous.
No.
I was in the car when we parked it.
Oh.
And I was with the group when we found it, a block and a half closer than we left it.
It's like getting your server hacked and then you find it and they've updated all your packages and shit for you. It's like, what the fuck?
You mind? Do they?
Oh, it's the newest version of Nmap on this thing.
Seriously.
That's right.
The first thing he said, he's like, he yells out, whoever stole my car and moved it here, thank you, I don't have to walk as far.
Pretty much, exactly. It's the creepy, but yet comforting feeling.
Yeah, I mean,
time.
At the end of the day, still's got his car.
Did
I'm
they
like,
give you
wow.
wash and wax while you're at it?
No, they did park it next to the garage, so I guess they might have done a tune-up, but we don't know.
Yeah, they left the plates on it, too.
Maybe they stole the car just to get, like, from where they were. They were so tired that they said... do you see how much it costs to park in New York? So it was right there at a parking lot, or a parking tower. So basically, they were running late. They stole his car so they can get their car out of the garage in time.
Or maybe they wanted to park closer to their place.
That doesn't explain the rummaging through the car, though.
Well, if you're going to steal the car, you might as well find out what the person's up to. Because, if he happened to have, like, you know, a drug habit, like, oh, cool, I can use this, you know.
Anyway, more news. On Slashdot.
Oh, okay.
Spam capital of the world is Florida.
What?
Thanks, Thank Dog. We know you're running all those servers from Florida, so, I mean...
We'll hack for food.biz. That's what the problem is. That's,
yeah, really. Thanks a lot, Stank. Now it's Florida. You've created a home to all the... I'm just fucking with you.
What the...
Oh. And I'm actually upset because I missed Freak Factor this week because I was passed out, but...
Yeah, not the only one.
Yeah.
Kick me out.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, well.
Question. Did you have another email or so for the end of the show?
Did I?
I thought... Did you have something for later on in the show, or am I just, like, imagining things?
You're just imagining things. I'm pretty sure, unless I did and I completely forgot about it.
Was that maybe the correspondent thing?
Yeah, it was probably... that was it.
Okay.
That was Mimitron's thing.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about now, but we have about a minute left. We'll finish up. Yeah, I know.
Right, so I guess you should start wrapping this up. Clocking out on my junk. I got it. Work tomorrow.
Anyway, that concludes this week's BaseNet Radio. We hope you have enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or flames, send an email to basenet@slickzero.net. If you are listening to this on DDP Hack Radio, up next is Binary Revolution Radio. Any shouts before we go?
Sure.
40 seconds.
Shout out to everyone at the 2600 meet this Friday. Shout outs to Rob for the hookup and for chilling with us during the trashing incident.
Trashing? Oh, you went out trashing afterwards?
Trashing afterwards, yeah. I don't want to go into too much detail on that.
Well, my shouts go out to Echo as usual. Dale, of course. My sister Lunacy. You guys, the Twin Sledger Meets. And Hacker Halfway House. Frack High Council. pound BSRF.
All right, well, I guess that does it. Take care.
Peace.
Wait.